Johnson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A torrent of water burst through a massive dam on the river separating Russian and Ukrainian forces in southern Ukraine on Tuesday, flooding a swath of the war zone. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage released by Ukraine's emergency services on Tuesday shows rescue workers motorboating through a flooded residential neighborhood in the Kherson region. The area was inundated after a massive dam holding back a reservoir was destroyed, sending a deluge downstream into a war zone and forcing villagers to flee. Meanwhile, the humanitarian toll is expected to be severe, displacing even more civilians in a conflict that, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, has already sent 8 million refugees into Europe and internally displaced another 5 million inside Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. America's top military officer says the fighting in Ukraine has increased, but he's warning against reading too much into each day's operations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In an AP interview in Normandy, where he marked D-Day's 79th anniversary, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said there will be days with a lot of fighting and others with very little.
So this will be a back-and-forth fight for a considerable length of time.
Milley says it's up to Ukraine to announce when its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia starts.
It's our estimation that the Ukrainian military is well-prepared for whatever they do.
After the U.S. and allies flowed billions of dollars in training and weapons to Kyiv over the winter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Religious groups in the U.S. are working to feed and house South American migrants who were flown to the state of California's capital under allegedly false pretenses. This is VOA News. A measure introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives targets Syria and would penalize Arab countries such as Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and others which have reestablished diplomatic ties with the Assad government. For VOA, Dale Gavlik reports from Amman.
The bill introduced by U.S. Representative Joe Wilson and some 35 colleagues expands on the Caesar Act, which imposed a tough round of sanctions on Syria in 2020. Washington has said it will not normalize relations with Assad's government or support U.S. allies doing so. Observers say that the conflict has killed nearly 500,000 Syrians and displaced half of the country's pre-war population of 23 million. Del Gavlak for VOA News, Amman Jordan.
Prince Harry was in a courtroom witness box on Tuesday for testimony against a tabloid publisher he accuses of phone hacking and other unlawful snooping. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prince is alleging journalists at the Daily Mirror and its sister papers used unlawful techniques on an industrial scale to get scoops. Publisher Mirror Group Newspapers is contesting the claims. Harry faces cross-examination by the company's lawyer. The 38-year-old son of King Charles III is the first senior British royal since the 19th century to face questioning in a court. Harry has made a mission of holding the UK press to account for what he sees as its hounding of him and his family. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Canada's wildfires are leading to multiple air quality alerts in the U.S., along with health precautions, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Smoke from Canada's intense wildfires from the western provinces to Quebec is being blown to the Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast, resulting in air quality alerts, says National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
For most folks, it's not going to be too dangerous.
But he warns those more vulnerable to bad air quality.
Those with asthma or other respiratory issues, or even those who are just, maybe more susceptible to that kind of thing, may want to limit their outdoor activities.
Taylor says the smoke is sticking around because of the stagnant weather pattern. Julie Walker, New York.
A U.S. federal judge is temporarily blocking portions of a new Florida law championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bans transgender minors from receiving puberty blockers. The judge said in Tuesday's ruling, gender identity is real, and the state has no rational basis for denying patients treatment. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.